aquí estamos otra vez. ¿Están ustedes listos? Hi, we're back to practice our questions and answers for CXE Spanish Oral Exam. Have you been practicing since the last program? I hope so. Remember, the examiner wants to hear what you know in Spanish. Then you can do so comfortably and competently. Expand your answers. For example, don't just say C or no. Give more of an answer so that the examiner can hear what you know. Revise your adjectives. Remember, they must agree in number and gender with the noun they are describing. Many of today's questions are going to need expansion, so please listen carefully and hear the type of things that you can see in your answer. Are you ready? Let's go. Our first question today is, describe tu barrio. Remember, the word barrio means neighborhood. Describe tu barrio.
Mi barrio está en las afueras de la ciudad. Siempre hay mucho ruido del tráfico y de mis vecinos. No me gusta mi barrio.
Those are two very good answers. Do you know the meaning of una aldea? Just in case you don't, it means village. Another word that some students may not know, the word vecino. Vecino means neighbor. Here's a third answer that you can listen to. Mi barrio es muy vivo. Hay muchas familias y los jóvenes se divierten juntos. Por ejemplo, jugando al fútbol o al cricket, montando en bicicleta o charlando debajo del árbol grande. Here's another question in which you can expand your answer. Describe a tu mejor amigo o describe a tu mejor amiga. Here's the answers.
Mi mejor amiga es Bama y Dogara. Tiene el pelo corto y rizado con los ojos marrones. Ella es trabajadora. Siempre está estudiando. Es muy simpática.
As you can see, there's lots of description going on here. Practice describing people, places, and things. As I said before, review your adjectives. Simply saying, es interesante, is not enough. Remember, you want to show how much Spanish you know. Here's another question, an easy one, I think. ¿Te gusta tu casa? ¿Por qué sí o no? ¿Te gusta tu casa? ¿Por qué sí o no?
No me gusta que tengo que compartir el dormitorio con mi hermana. Además de esto, me encanta la casa. Tiene visitar al mar y un ambiente tranquilo.
Now, a small arrow was in there. Did you pick it up? Yes, it was tiene vista al mar. Do you know what that means? You're thinking about a little. Yes, it means that from her home she has a view of the sea. Now, here's another question. ¿Cómo celebra tu familia el cumpleaños de un miembro? ¿Cómo celebra tu familia el cumpleaños de un miembro? Listen to these answers.
Thank you.
because of our religion, we cannot celebrate birthdays. A causa de nuestra religión, no celebramos el cumpleaños. As you can hear from the two answers, simple words are being used to get your ideas across to the examiner. You don't need to use, as some students say, big words or very complicated ideas. Another question for today. ¿Es fácil salir con tus amigos los fines de semana? ¿Es fácil salir con tus amigos los fines de semana? Is it easy for you to go out with your friends on weekends?
Durante el trimestre, yo salgo mucho, pero cuando estoy de vacaciones, mis amigos y yo podemos salir más.
Listen carefully to those answers. Now, listen to one part of the first one. Si celebramos el cumpleaños de un amigo, mis padres me permiten salir con mis amigos. If you're celebrating the birthday of your friend, my parents allow me to go out with my friends. And the second one, the answer, cuando estoy de vacaciones, mis amigos y yo podemos salir más. When I'm on vacation, my friends and I can go out more. And please notice that that is very often made by students. Mis amigos y yo podemos salir. Very often find students saying, mis amigos y yo puedo. They resort to the first person singular, although they're talking about themselves and their friends. Remember, whenever you're talking about someone else and yourself, the verb takes the we form, the nosotros form. Here's our last question for today. ¿Te llevas bien con tu familia? ¿Te llevas bien con tu familia? Do you get on well with your family?
Pienso que mis padres me tratan como un niño y no me da suficiente libertad.
Now, which one of those answers suits you? Me llevo bien con mis padres y mis hermanos. I get on well with my parents and brothers. Podemos discutir cualquier cosa con ellos. You can discuss anything with them. And in the second answer, you heard, pienso que mis padres me tratan como un niño. I think my parents treat me like a child. No me dan suficiente libertad. They don't give me enough freedom. Now, I want you to boost your vocabulary. It takes time, but you need to take the time to prepare yourself well for the examination. Get your vocabulary revised bits at a time. You cannot revise or learn 20 words at one time. Let's not try for that. Try maybe 5 or 7 words every day if possible to help expand your vocabulary so that you can go into your examination feeling confident that you can answer any question that comes